To race a production car, it must be homologated. Its manufacturer must certify that the required number of cars have been built. In the early 70s, Group 2 in the European Touring Car Championship required production of at least 1,000 units. That was a problem for the BMW 3.0 CSL, developed by Alpina as a lightweight version of the 2800 CS, with 10 more horsepower from an engine displacing 3 liters instead of 2.8. CSL production began in 1971 at Carmen alongside the standard CS, but the CSLs weren't being built fast enough for homologation. Some who bought CSLs for racing chose not to wait, including the original owner of this car. This is one of the earliest CSLs produced, and the first to enter an FIA-sanctioned race. Painted Colorado orange, it was delivered to the Dutch national racing team after a stop for race prep at Alpina, and Alpina's mechanics were there when the team attempted to race it in April of 1972, and they'd stay with the car throughout its racing career. The team entered it as a CSL, and it was turned away for lack of homologation. No surprise. So next, the team replaced the aluminum body panels with standard CS parts, and it was allowed to race. Piloted by Rob Slotemaker, the car finished fourth once and third twice, and had three DNFs at the 1972 season. CSL production accelerated following the formation of BMW Motorsport in 1972, and the car was finally homologated with 1,006 units built. So the Dutch team swapped the steel hood and doors for the original aluminum bits, and in 1973 the Batmobile aerodynamics and engine upgrades were also installed. The car's racing career ended in Levi's livery with a Dutch National Racing Championship on the strength of 5 pole positions and several race wins in 1975. The Dutch national team sold it to Ben Weisman, Zandvoort's race director, who eventually sold it to collector Fritz van Eerd. It might have remained with van Eerd, but Peter Gleason inquired with a Dutch dealer who put him in touch with van Eerd. Restored by van Eerd's technician prior to the sale, it was raced at Laguna Seca for BMW's anniversary celebration in 2016 and featured in Road & Track's anniversary issue representing the 1970s in a competition test of the greatest cars of the 1950s, 60s, and 70s.